जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajak Acharya Ashtotra Dashi Srimad Sivangrace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text Number 29. Dharmam Pravadatastasya Sakala pratyupasthitaha Yo yoginas chandamrityor Vanchitas tuttarayanaha Dharmam pravadatastasya Sakala pratyupasthitaha Yo yoginas chandamrityor Vanchitastuttarayanaha Dharmam pravadatastasya Sakala pratyupasthitaha Yo yoginas chandamrityor Vanchitastuttarayanaha Yo yogi naschandam ritya Dharmam pravaratastasya Yo yogi naschandam ritya Vanchitastutarayana Dharmam occupational duties. Pravadataha while describing Tasya his Saha that kalaha time pratyupasthitaha exactly appeared. Yaha, that is, yoginaha, for the mystics. Chandamrityoho, of one who dies according to one's own selection of time. Vanchitaha, is desired. Tu, but. Uttarayanaha, the period when the sun runs on the northern horizon. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. While Bhishma Dev was describing occupational duties, the sun's course ran into the northern hemisphere. This period is desired by mystics who die at their will. Purport. The perfect yogis or mystics can leave the material body at their own sweet will at a suitable time and go to a suitable planet desired by them. In the Bhagavad Gita 8.24, it is said that self-realized souls who have exactly identified themselves with the interest of the Supreme Lord can generally leave the material body during the time of the fire god's effulgence and when the sun is in the northern horizon and thus achieve the transcendental sky. In the Vedas, these times are considered auspicious for quitting the body, and they are taken advantage of by the expert mystics who have perfected the system. Perfection of yoga means attainment of such super mental states as to be able to leave the material body as desired. Yogis can also reach any planet within no time without a material vehicle. The yogis can reach the highest planetary system within a very short time. And this is impossible for the materialist. Even attempting to reach the highest planet will take millions of years at a speed of millions of miles per hour. This is a different science, and Bhishma Dev knew well how to utilize it. He was just waiting for the suitable moment to quit his material body, and the golden opportunity arrived when he was instructing his noble grandsons, the Pandavas. He thus prepared himself to quit his body before the exalted Lord Shri Krishna, the pious Pandavas, and the great sages headed by Bhagavan Vyasa, etc., all great souls. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yutapada Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha, हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा. So we'll continue our discussion on the pastime of Bhishma Dev, who is lying on a bed of arrows, about to depart from this material world, waiting for an opportunity, the right moment, opportune moment. And he has noticed in this verse that Uttarayan has begun. Agnir Jyotiraha Shukla Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojana. Krishna says in the Gita that those who leave their bodies during the daytime, during the period of light, during the 6 months of the 15 days of the waxing moon, and during the Uttarayan period, tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidoyan, they will reach the supreme destination. So Bhishma Dev noticed this, and he wants to take advantage of this opportunity. Although in the same Gita, Krishna later says, few verses later, he says, devotees don't need to bother much about what is an auspicious moment, what is an inauspicious moment, because devotees have sacrificed their lives, their minds are absorbed in Krishna. So for them, this calculation of what is auspicious, what is inauspicious, doesn't really matter. Although they usually try to follow, they don't break the rule just because they are great, they think they are great devotees. But for them, it is not a consideration. Naite sruti parth janan yogi muhyati kaschana. Tasmat sarveshu bhareshu yoga yukto bhavarchana. So in this way, Bhishma Dev noticed this. So for a yogi, as we have several times discussed in our regular classes, that departure of the body is quite an important moment. Unlike the materialist who really don't really care about how the body is given up. For them, for those who don't believe in the afterlife, don't believe in the existence of the soul, don't believe in the law of karma and all those basic fundamental principles of spiritual life, for them, this life is all in all. And there is no afterlife. So if there is no afterlife, why bother about all those instructions that are talking about an auspicious afterlife, a better destination? Because they don't really matter. So if there is no afterlife, then this life is all in all. And I have to enjoy and extract as much enjoyment as possible out of this brief opportunity I have. So like devotees, like yogis, they also recognize life is short and we don't have much time. Anything can happen, death can come. So let me exploit as much as possible. But for a yogi like Bhishma Dev or a devotee, this life is an opportunity for an better destination, for a higher destination, especially human form of life, where we get the opportunity to attain an eternal life. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahusambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam api hadhiraha turnam yatetan apadet anumrityu yavan nishreyasaya vishaya khalusarvatasyat. Sudurlabhamidam, this body is obtained after a lot of struggle. It's a very extremely rare opportunity. Bahu sambhavante. Therefore, turunam yateta napade danumrityavan. You should not fall. You should capitalize on this opportunity. Nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatasya. This opportunity to enjoy vishaya, opportunity to enjoy sense gratification, is available everywhere. Why then you have to lose this golden opportunity in enjoying something that is available everywhere? So therefore, our scriptures, our acharyas, all our songs repeatedly try to remind us how we must not waste this opportunity. In the Mahabharata also we find Yudhishthira Maharaj expressing his wonder. The most astonishing thing when he was asked by the Yaksha, said, Ahanyahani bhutani gacchanti hajamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kimascharyam atakpuram. What can be a greater astonishing thing than this? Every day people are noticing, this person has died, this person has died, this person. So many thousands of people have died in front of my eyes. Either in small proportion, incrementally, or in a mass number like a pandemic or a war is going on somewhere in some part of the world. So either small numbers or great numbers, death is a constant feature happening right in front of us. But still people don't get the real lesson out of it. They fail to capture the purpose behind this phenomenon. So therefore in the Gita also Krishna says, Ascharyavat paschati kaschidenam. People look at the soul with wonder. Ascharyavat vadati tathayavacha. People speak about the soul and the consciousness in wonder. They hear about the soul in wonder. But chutva pyenam vedana chayiva kaschit. In spite of hearing and seeing and experiencing, still they don't understand the real mystery behind soul and consciousness. So in one article, long back, one article appeared in the Telegraph newspaper, British newspaper. There it talked about the lost art of dying. And it observed that, people nowadays, this is few decades back. Nowadays, in today's case, it is much more relevant. People don't usually, they are struggling hard to avoid death. Not preparing enough to meet death. All their attempts, all the scientific advancement and the medical advancement is meant to consciously or unconsciously avoid death, delay death. And the people who are dying are no longer cared for at home. Most of the deaths, in that time, 70% of the deaths happened in hospitals, which was a much smaller number 100 years back. 5% of the people used to die outside home. Majority of the deaths used to happen at home. But now, majority of the deaths is happening in the hospital because people don't want to take the botheration of taking care of the sick and terminally ill. And people, even when the patient dies, a close relative dies, people have a hard time mourning about the dead person. Like in one funny definition of a handkerchief, there is a person called Ambrose Bierce who has created a dictionary called the Devil's Dictionary. His handkerchief is a small square piece of cloth that is used to hide the lack of tears after death. Usually we want to wipe the tears, but this handkerchief is used to hide the lack of tears. Indirectly implying that people hardly feel anything, any emotion for the dead. And how to take care of the bereaved, people who are left behind, the relatives, how to take care of them, that is also a missing phenomenon. Earlier they used to go to church and temples and places of worship where they would be consoled, there would be prayer sessions. But this trend is also reducing, the article noted. As people don't know how to relate to the event. So better ignore. Prabhupada used to tell the story of a saint who met four different people. The prince, a butcher, a brahmachari and a sadhu. Quite a popular story. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. So when the sadhu met these four people, he blessed them in different ways. So when he met the prince, Rajaputra, Chiranjeeva, you live forever. And Ma Jeeva Muniputraka. He met the Muniputra, the brahmachari. He said, don't live anymore, better die. Jeevava Maro Sadhu. When he met the devotee, he said, you may either live or die. It doesn't really matter. And when he met the butcher, Ma Jeeva Mara Iti. You neither live nor die. Better not to live and not to die. Then Prabhupada explained the meaning. For the Rajaputra prince, he blessed, you die, you'd never die. Because now he is living a life of sense enjoyment, which will lead to a very horrible, inauspicious afterlife. So may you continue living in this sense gratificatory indulgence in your illusion. Better not die. For the austere brahmachari, he said, better die immediately. Because if you, now you are struggling so hard, performing so many austerities and tapasya, living a very difficult life. If you die soon, then you will enjoy a very blissful life. The results of all the tapasya will bear fruit. So may you die immediately. For the devotee, he blessed, may you die or may you live. Because while living, you are serving Krishna. After death, you will serve Krishna. So it's a blissful life in this world, in the next life. For the butcher, don't live, don't die. Now you are suffering such a horrible life, killing animals and living in that horrible situation. After death, so much sinful reaction is waiting for you. There is much more suffering. So better not live now, better not live later. So in this way, different people live different kinds of lifestyle, which will award us different kinds of reactions. That's what the whole spiritual life, the Bhagavad Gita philosophy teaches us. We have to prepare for the next life. And what we do in this life decides what we get in our future. Our Vrajvihari Prabhu wrote an article for Back to God at one time. The article was titled, An Appointment with Mr. Death. So there he relates his experience of meeting one school friend much later, several years later after passing out of school. And he was diagnosed with some terminal cancer. A young man, maybe 20s or 30s. And they were trying so many methods, so many different treatments, hoping that it will work. But nothing was working. And so he tried to console him with our philosophy, our teachings. But he was surprised, no one is ready to listen to that philosophy. They were not in a mood. So he thought maybe elderly people, he met his father, grandfather, 80, 81 year old people. Even they seem to have no interest in listening to this philosophy of timeless wisdom. They are trying so many treatments and somehow delay, somehow extend his lifespan. Eventually he died. And in contrast to this, he relates the story of his experience meeting with our Brahmachari Rohini Tanay Prabhu. And Brahmachari from Nigdi, who was also similarly diagnosed with cancer. I think he was admitted in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And later, towards the end of his life, he expressed his desire to go to the temple, Nigdi temple. And he was taken there, 4-5 hours drive from here. And he reached the temple and every day he would take darshan. And on the day of his departure, he requested, I just want to leave my body taking darshan of the deities. And when he was asked, what is your realization? He said, I welcome this disease and consider it Krishna's calling. Now my attention of what is important and irrelevant has changed. I seek to make Krishna my ultimate goal. So before that we have so many things. This is important, this is unimportant, this I have to avoid. And we have so many deadlines and projects. Everything changes in a moment. The moment we get the notice of death. The moment we realize, I have only a short few days left. Then all calculations change. Like Parikshit. And towards the end of his life, he got the notice, 7 days and seven nights. He gave up everything immediately. Handed over everything to his son, Janamejaya. And totally focused. So that ability to give up everything and take to the real thing doesn't happen for everyone properly. Unless we have practiced it in our life. At least we have heard the philosophy, good amount of Shravanam. So in this way, this devotee left in the midst of devotees chanting Hare Krishna, resounding Kirtan, and all photographs and deity darshans, similar to what we saw for Stoka Krishna Guru here several years back, in the midst of Kirtan. So that's a very rare privilege someone can get to have surrounded by devotees at the time of death, reminding us of Krishna. In this case, Bhishma Dev also surrounded by all the great sages, Vyasa Dev, Krishna himself present. What can be a better opportunity for Bhishma than this? Pandavas present, all the great sages, Vyasa Dev present, Narad Muni. So, in the Mahabharata, you find the same story. Bhishma's departure explained in Mahabharata and in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Mahabharata describes, by practice of dharma, we can attain worldly success in spite of temporary setbacks. So, the main message is practice dharma. The Pandavas are exemplifying the practice of dharma. And the Kauravas are exemplifying the adharma qualities. So how, in spite of all the setbacks that the Pandavas suffered, because they stuck to dharma, principles of dharma, they became ultimately victorious. And if you practice, and Mahabharata encourages to practice worldly religiosity, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and in this way you can remain happy. The Srimad Bhagavatam, on the other hand, focuses on transcendental dharma, paradharma. And at the level of karma kand, like in Mahabharata, certain timings are important. So here we find Uttarayan described. If for a person who is following the principles of the worldly dharma, he has these calculations and considerations are important. When do you depart the body? When do you not? You can delay. These are auspicious, inauspicious conditions, planetary positions. All those calculations are important. But Bhishma's example shows, even by worldly standards, his departure was auspicious. So Mahabharata says, because see, look, Bhishma, such a great yogi, he calculated the time of departure and he attained a perfect destination. But Krishna wanted to demonstrate something else. He wanted to show how we saw all those qualities. Bhishma, in spite of fighting on the side of adharma, Krishna had his plan. He wanted to show how such a great warrior on the other side, still they could not win. Whereas Pandavas, in spite of a smaller army, they could win. So there is a nice book by Giriraj Maharaj about life's final exam, the art of dying, death and dying in the Vedic culture. There he talks about several devotees, how they departed. He talks about the history of the Vrindavan hospice, how he had a disciple, how she expressed her desire to set up some facility where terminally ill devotees can have a smooth departure. Because Vrindavan is the ideal place, Vrindavan Dham, the holy spiritual place of Krishna. And if we can have some setup here, where terminally ill patients can be brought and some care can be given, then that is the ideal departure for any devotee, that any devotee to expect. So then, that how the idea was conceived and how the idea was implemented. And finally, the Vrindavan hospice was set up. And there he discussed the stories of so many devotees. One story that was described, there is a story of Keshav Bharati Maharaj. But the story of his mother, although she didn't die in Bhaktivedanta hospice there, but how terminally, caring for the terminally ill patient is so important. So Keshav Bharati Maharaj was like a sannyasi, Prabhupada disciple. He was a party of, member of the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party. I think he was managing all the accounts and statistics. So he was staying in Bombay, Prabhupada's time. And when he came to Krishna consciousness, his parents didn't appreciate the whole idea. In fact, they rejected him, saying, now that you have taken to this demonic religion, we don't want to see your face. Don't come back to our home. So he tried to maintain contact by writing letters and calling them regularly, but somehow they never took the interest. So he said, okay, what can I do? Then he dedicated his whole life for Prabhupada's mission, traveling all over, distributing books. And then he came to India, Bombay. And here he was serving nicely. Several years passed, 15, 20, 25 years passed. And he got, his father passed away in between. Somehow he got to meet him before his departure. And then again came back to Bombay. Then he got a message that his mother is ill. So he thought, he was planning to go anyway within a month, but because he got this call, he thought, I need to go. So he left immediately. And upon reaching there, he saw his mother was, although he had written so many letters, it all was lying piled up somewhere. She hadn't read at all. But she was like an independent lady managing everything on her own without seeking any help. And her main desire was, I don't want to bother anyone. I will be alone. I can manage everything on my own. But when our Prabhu Kesha Bharati Maharaj went there, he saw everything is in a mess. Bank accounts, bills not paid, credit card bills not paid, and so many other bills not paid. Everything is like, they are getting notices. This electricity bill will be cut off. So she is not aware of any of those things. So he somehow called all those people and gradually started settling all the things. And started talking, trying to get her attention, trying to convince her how you need help. He employed some caregiver, took her to the hospital, took the treatment. So in this way, he started spending time. And she started opening up. He started playing Prabhupada's kirtans. He started reading the Krishna book daily. It began with 15-20 minutes of reading. And initially, she couldn't relate to the whole thing. She said, are you reading some fantasy stories? Are they real fiction? So he said, this is a story of God, pastimes of God. This is what happens in the kingdom of God. So anyway, she heard because her son was reading. Eventually, the reading duration extended. 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And she started enjoying it. And her health also started declining by that time. Internal organs, bleeding and all those things happened. And hospital visit continuously. So by the time her condition deteriorated, she had quite a bit of attraction towards Krishna. She started chanting Hare Krishna. And suddenly one day the son, Prabhu Maharaj, he felt, maybe some initiation should happen. So he got the name in his mind. Nandarani. Some nice name suddenly got popped up in his mind. So he wrote to his friend Shivaram Swami Maharaj in Europe. Said, what do you think? This is the thought I am getting. So Shivaram Maharaj said, yeah, that's an ideal thing. Even I feel you should initiate her into the holy names. He said, if you want, I can do that for you. So Shivaram Maharaj offered to initiate his mother. And then he wrote a nice personal letter describing how we are all spirit souls, we are all connected to each other, we have a relationship with God. A nice personal letter. And when Maharaj read that letter to his mother, she felt, who is this? I have not met him and such a nice personal letter. I feel immediate connection. And then he gave the name. Initiation was done. Informal initiation. So in this way, in that last few moments, she was almost totally Krishna conscious. Reading Krishna book, then reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, the son was reading for her. Regularly chanting the holy names, hearing Prabhupada's bhajans. And in that state of mind, she passed away. So this kind of departure, where Prabhupada also says, the parents of devotees will realize their fortune. He was telling this to American boys. They will realize their fortune at the time of their death. So Giriraj Maharaj narrates his own story. How his parents were not very favorable. They were from a Jewish background, Chicago. And how his sister and parents, they were staying together, and because they didn't appreciate Giriraj Maharaj's practices,
He left the place, but he was in constant touch. And again, his father was in a terminal situation, about to die, and then he spent time there towards the end of his life. And how everyone became so open. They would invite him for classes there in that area. And people all over the church, the church father and the local heads, they would come and appreciate what he was doing. And after his father passed away, he was invited to give a talk in the local, church. And then he gave a nice talk about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And everyone appreciated, this is a nice thing you are doing. The best thing you can do, a child, son can do, son or daughter can do for their parents. So for a yogi, for a devotee, it's all a preparation for the final moment of death. Like Bhishma Dev. Because we don't know when we are going to die, what position we are going to die. So whatever we can, we prepare at our best. So in the case of Parikshit, the same first canto, we are going to see how Parikshit prepared his life. Tascheva meghasya paravresho vyasakta chittasya gruhesha bhikshtam nirvedamulo dvijashaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhatte. So he says, the Supreme Lord has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahmana's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear, I will detach myself from the world. Nirveda mulo dvijashaparupa. The Brahmana curse has come to make me afraid of my attachments. Only in fear I will give up. Therefore Krishna has arranged this curse of a Brahmana. Then he says, Tammopayatam pratiyanta vipra gangacha devi dhudachittamiche dujopasrishtak kuhakastakshakova dashatvalam gayata vishnugatha. You all the sages have assembled here. Please, I have taken shelter of Ganga Devi. Please now let me hear. Please describe the glories of the Supreme Lord. And in this way, let me prepare myself. Punascha bhuyat bhagavatyanante rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitriyastu sarvatra namo dvijayibhya. Here all Parikshit's last thoughts. Again offering obeisances unto all you brahmanas, I pray that if I should take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relation with all living beings. Maitriyastu sarvatra namo dvijayibhya. Let me have good friendship with all living beings. Rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu. Attachment to Krishna. So when he was inquiring with all these sages, that's when the illustrious Shukadeva Goswami enters the assembly. And as soon as everyone saw Shukadeva, they felt this is the right person who can instruct and guide Parikshit. So Parikshit welcomes him, offers him a nice seat, offers him nice sweet words. He says, Ata pruchhami sam siddhim yoginam paramam gurum purushasyeha yat karyam mriyamanasya sarvatha. You are the spiritual master of great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons in general, and especially for one who is about to die. Purushasyeha yat karyam. What is the duty of everyone? Especially the duty of a person who is about to die. Then he says, Yat shrotavyam atho japyam yat kartavyam nrubhi prabho smartavyam bhajaniyam va bruhiyad va viparyayam. What should be heard? Yat shrotavyam atho japyam. What should be chanted? Yat kartavyam nrubhi prabho. What is the prime duty of someone about to die? Smartavyam bhajaniyam. What should be remembered and what should be glorified? Bruhiyad va viparyayam. What is not to be done? What are the opposites of all these things? And then Shukadeva Goswami begins his instruction in the second canto. First, he condemns the materialist, how they have so many things to hear. Shotavyadeni Rajendra Nunam Santi Sahasrasha. Apashyatam Atma Dattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. The materialists have so many unlimited topics to hear, but they will never spend time enough to hear about Krishna, to remember Krishna. Nidraya Hriyade Naktam Divayena Chavavaya. Divacharteha Ya Rajan Kutumba Bharanenava. They will indulge in sensual activities or sleep, kutumba, and spend time in the day earning money and wealth for the family maintenance. What is the next verse? I forgot. So he says, he condemns the materialist. And then he says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. Shrotavya kirtitavyaschadhye smartavyaschechatavayam. Therefore, O Parikshit, you should remember smartavya, shrotavya, hear, remember, kirtitavya, chant about Hari. Only then you can get rid of this fear. And he also says, he condemns again, kim pramattasya bahuvi. Parokshair hayanairiha. Varan muhurtam viditam ghatate shreyaseyataha. What is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after supreme interest. Living for centuries like trees without any evolved consciousness is insignificant compared to one moment of full consciousness, no matter how short the lifespan is. Like Khatwang Maharaj, one moment he achieved perfection. And all these acharyas, they hardly live for a few, 30, 40 years. Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. Lord Chaitanya for 48 years. Not very big lifespan. But such a big contribution. So in this way, Prabhupada also glorifies Parikshit's attitude, how he was totally surrendered. In Kulashekar's prayers, you find so many nice verses about how one should prepare for death and how one should take shelter of Krishna. I was hearing one few lectures of Amarendra Prabhu, how he is talking about glorifying Kulashekar's prayers. So he says, Kulashekar says, Divi va bhuvi va mamastu vaso narake va narakantaka prakamam avadhirita sharadarda vindau charanau te marane pichintayami. O Lord, killer of the demon Naraka, let me reside either in the realm of the demigods, in the world of human beings, or in hell. Narake va. Divi va, bhuvi va, narake va. Either anywhere in the universe. I pray only that at the point of death, I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies that of the lotus growing in the Sharat season. So Narayana Parasarve Bhagavatam says, Nakutaschana Vipyati. A devotee is not afraid of heaven, hell, anywhere. Swargabhavarga narakeshu apitulyasa darshana. And then he says, O people, please hear of this treatment for the disease of birth and death. It is the name of Krishna, the medicine, recommended by Yajnavalkya and other expert yogis steeped in wisdom. This boundless eternal inner light is the best medicine. For when drunk, it bestows complete and final liberation. Just drink it. He's urging the readers, just drink this medicine of the name of Krishna. Then he says, then the famous verse Prabhupada used to quote, Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarant. Vyamoha prashamaushadham munimano vritti pravrittyaushadham. He's comparing, he's telling how the medicine has seven effects. It can destroy bewilderment of the mind. It is the best remedy for repeated birth and death. Seven effects of chanting Krishna's holy name. Therefore, Pivamana Shri Krishna Divyaushadham. In one place he says, again like Yudhishthira Maharaj expressing wonder and astonishment of foolishness of the people of this world, he says, Ascharyam etaddhi manushya loke sudham parityajya visham pivanti. The biggest wonder, he says, in this manushya loke, people sudham parityajya, rejecting sudha or nectar, visham pivanti. What is that? Namani narayana gocharani tyaktvanyavacha kuhaka pathanti. So namani narayana gocharani tyaktva, rejecting this nectar, anyavacha, they keep gossiping about so many other things. This is the visham, visham pivanti. What can be a greater wonder, astonishing thing about people in this world? So in this way he describes a lot of things. Because of the upcoming Gaur Purnima, we'll discuss one nice story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the story of the departure of Haridas Thakur. He is often compared with the departure of Bhishma Dev. So as we know, Haridas Thakur was a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, much elder to Lord Chaitanya in age, and he was glorified as Namacharya. Lord Chaitanya gave him the title Namacharya for constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. 300,000 names of Krishna every day, 192 rounds approximately. So every day Lord Chaitanya would come to his place, Siddha Bakul, to meet him. After taking darshan of Jagannath in the morning, he would, taking bath in the sea, he would visit Haridas Thakur in his home and spend time with him discussing Krishna. So, and his servant Govinda would deliver prasadam to him, Jagannath Prasad, every day. So one day when Govinda came, he saw Haridas Thakur still lying, not woken up, still lying on his bed, which was unusual, because Haridas Thakur would be hardly sleeping. He was always chanting. Whenever you would see him, he was always chanting. Hardly would sleep for 2-3 hours a day. But when Govinda came this day, he said he was still lying on his bed. So what happened? So Haridas Thakur said, I am not well. But so therefore I cannot take prasad, the prasad that you have got. But because it is prasad, how can I refuse? So he offered his pranam to the prasad and took a little bit. And Govinda went away. After some time, Lord Chaitanya came to meet Haridas Thakur as usual. And Lord Chaitanya also asked him, so what happened? Are you all okay? Everything okay with you? So Haridas Thakur said, my mind is okay, my body is okay. My mind and intelligence is not okay. Because I am unable to finish my prescribed number of rounds. So there Prabhupada writes, anyone who has not finished, is unable to finish his prescribed number of rounds should be considered in a diseased condition. And he says, we don't want to imitate Haridas Thakur. But at least we should chant our 16 rounds daily, regularly, without missing anything. That will ensure that we remain in a disease-free condition. So then he says, so then Lord Chaitanya says, so what do you want? What is your desire? So Haridas Thakur then reveals his heart. He says, I can see that very soon you are going to wind up your pastimes. And I don't want to witness that event. Because I can't live in separation from you after you go. So I pray that please allow me to leave before you. That is my desire. So Lord Chaitanya says, but how can I live without you? All my greatest enjoyment is your association. How can I live if you go away? Haridas Thakur, come on, Lord Chaitanya, oh my Lord. Don't put me in illusion. There are so many illustrious devotees in your company. I am like an insignificant insect. What is the loss if one insect dies? There are so many glorious people you have. So Lord Chaitanya doesn't say anything. Okay, whatever Krishna desires, he will fulfill your desire. If that is your desire, Krishna will fulfill your desire. And then he goes back to his place. And next day he gets ready. Lord Chaitanya is ready for fulfilling Haridas Thakur's desire. And he gets all his associates to Haridas Thakur's place. And then again asks Haridas Thakur, so what is your desire? What have you made up with? How is your mind? Haridas Thakur says, whatever you desire, O Lord. Immediately Lord Chaitanya begins a kirtan, a resounding kirtan. And he starts glorifying Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. So when all the devotees heard the glories of Haridas Thakur, they were surprised. Such a glorious personality. And then Haridas Thakur was getting prepared to leave his body. He requested Lord Chaitanya to place his feet on his chest. And in the midst of kirtan and looking at the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur passed away. And as soon as he passed away, everyone remembered the departure of Bhishma Dev. How? And Bhishma also passed away in a similar fashion. Looking at the beautiful face of Krishna, Ichchamaran he had. Almost identical incident. And then to glorify Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya took his body in his hand and danced for several, a long time. And he said, anyone who has participated in this event, either in the form of kirtan or in the form of taking prasad or in the dancing kirtan, anyone who has participated will attain perfection of his life. So in this way, we have several examples in our Shastra. Ajamil's case, Jadabharat's story, Chitragetu, Vritrasur. All these. So Bhagavatam is preparing us through so many examples how we should utilize our life for preparation for the final moment. The Gita tells us how to live in this world. The Bhagavatam tells us how to depart from this world, leave this world. So Gita has spoken to Arjun to demonstrate how he should perform his duties so that he doesn't get entangled for the sake of establishing dharma. Bhishma Dev is instructing Yudhishthira also how to live, how to rule this world. But Bhagavatam is spoken to Parikshit, how to depart from this world. All are kings. Arjun is a king, Yudhishthira is a king, Parikshit is a king. But contexts are different. And the instructions are meant for different purposes. So in this way, we'll continue our discussion on Bhishma Dev in the coming days. Any thoughts, comments, anyone wants to share, ask? Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.